Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tweet at us, or just follow us, or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
You have some water sports going in there in the bathroom.
That's right.
Thai food.
Love it, but man.
Brutal.
Woo.
Glad you shaved it for the bathroom.
Well, it was going to come out in here if I didn't run on that break. That's for sure. It was going to change my day.
I like Thai food too, but that was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
I appreciate the courtesy flush.
They had this little, I asked for like extra chili sauce. I got this great homemade chili sauce, and they threw in this extra powder. Stuff.
You think that's what did it?
I don't know, but it was the hottest ever.
Oh, so it wasn't curry? Something hot?
No, it wasn't a curry. It was, I don't know, just some sort of pepper dust blend that I feel is in every crevasse of my eye right now. It was delicious.
Yeah, it didn't smell good coming out, though.
Ooh, I bet.
It did not.
Big breaking news this morning in college football. I know everyone will be excited to hear as we're just under a month away from the national championship game.
There was a show on last night. I saw it and did not even click on it, called Bowl Mania.
Oh, yeah.
On one of those, on the ESPNs.
Like a bowl picking
and
show?
It's a bowl pick, 42 bowls it was picking.
Yeah. Cover in depth.
I hit info on it just to see what it was and never stopped on it. Never stopped on it. And I, by the way, I wasn't even looking for anything. I never stopped them. I don't want to watch.
Well, how are you going to know if Penn State's going to win their bowl game then?
Because they're going to play it.
Was there was it even the A team doing that?
I don't know.
Was it their big college
I didn't click on it.
Game day crew, or was it just Trevor Maddich and
didn't click
some
on it?
Company?
They are talk about being in a bubble. They think that people care, and they don't.
No.
And we like college football.
Yes,
and they
very
don't.
Much.
Yeah. I was actually kind of looking around to see what channel was carrying the Arizona State, Fresno State, Las Vegas Bowl.
That's the 15th, right?
It's Saturday. And
opening Saturday.
I couldn't find.
Well, it's got to be on.
It's got to be
bowl
on
games
TV.
All on TV.
You know, it could be on the Pac-12 network.
No. That could be. But I doubt it. It's probably on something else.
ESPN has like all the bowls.
Yeah, they did all the bowls. They signed
almost
up for that. That's why.
Yeah, but they didn't have Arizona State, and
it's against a ranked Fresno State team. That's got to be somewhere.
It's on ABC.
ABC,
yeah.
It's on the
ESPN
network.
Family, yeah.
Well, it's on the 15th.
Oh, yeah.
That's like this weekend, isn't it?
It is Saturday.
Ooh, you don't want to know what Bowl Mania said about that bowl, Todd.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't look good for the Devils, does it?
No.
But that's okay. They're going to play to win the game.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I said. You got to win the game.
It's true. Yeah.
Apparently, their wide receiver, who's a big, like, number one draft pick prospect, he's not playing.
He's not going to play?
No.
Good choice by him.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
A good choice. That's a responsible decision for his family.
Yeah. That's a business decision.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because he's supposed to be the first receiver picked in the draft, according to your experts.
Yeah.
High to mid first round.
Big boy. He's a big boy.
Yeah, and those are the guys that will set out the bowl games because they have the most to lose.
I would, too. I mean,
oh yeah,
especially if you're playing on December 15th.
The Las Vegas Bowl. How about that?
And what a bummer for Arizona State to not get all those extra practices. I mean, you get the extra practices, but then you play December 15th. You don't get the extra
month.
Oh,
you can't keep practicing after the 15th?
The bowl's over, the bowl's over.
No,
really?
No, you can't practice. You can't practice.
Well, I think if you make a bowl game, you should be able to practice the whole time.
Oh, you can.
until your bowl game.
When you're done, you can't keep practicing.
Yeah. But the big breaking news is that...
Well, that sucks.
Imagine Dragons is going to perform at halftime.
I thought it was...
So it's a playoff game.
Oh, okay.
Isn't
it the Maroon 5?
That's the
Super Bowl.
How about imagine that halftime is going to suck there?
Yeah. I imagine you're right.
They're brutal.
Yep.
I've never sat through they have halftime performances on Monday night.
Never did.
Oh, yeah, those videos.
They're videos.
Pre-made videos.
They're
videos.
They're videos. Yeah. There was one rock band.
Was there?
2-3 weeks ago. Who was it?
No, you saw the Chainsmokers.
No. They're not rock. They suck.
No, a couple weeks ago, when they were in Green Bay a few weeks ago, they had Garbage.
Right, and I didn't see it, but they had Garbage on, right?
Because they try to do some band that's somewhat local. And Garbage is from, like, Madison.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like Mondays.
Is that what they do?
They try to do somebody who's from that city where they're at.
Yeah, Chainsmokers are brutal.
Russell Wilson's wife.
Yeah, I thought that was a little bit nepotistic.
She sang at that? Or the video was of her?
Yeah, Sierra.
Sierra. Sierra.
Yeah, whatever.
I guess she does that for a living,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're right. No. Yeah, it wasn't just his wife.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that. I didn't watch it, but I got no problem with that.
Yeah, they didn't let the Kirk Cousins' wife perform, even though she's kind of hot, but I don't think she's a singer or anything.
No.
A couple other college football tidbits. I doubt Bill Snyder's watching those halftime shows either. And, you know, we mentioned the Witches retiring at the end of the year. They got their new coach. They pegged their new coach, if you will.
North Dakota State, right. Now, is she leaving the program before the playoffs are over?
I don't believe so. What I've got, what I see here says that they play Saturday against South Dakota State and plans on coaching.
That's probably the deal. Yeah.
I mean, he's won three titles since he took over for Craig Bohl up there.
Right.
But not often is a coach taken from D1AA and right into the.
And Bohl was in Wyoming, right.
Yeah, but that's at Wyoming.
Wyoming, you know.
This is, I mean, K-State, similar to Wyoming in some ways, but in a Power 5 conference.
Find a new coach,
And then Jim Harbaugh, remember there was a lot of people saying that, you know, he wants out, he wants the NFL. He'd only been as any job, really, 4 years as a head coach.
Right.
You know, but it did kind of seem strange, the timing of it and who was putting it out. So he wants everyone to know that it is choreographed, that people put those words out. And he did so through Michigan honk Adam Schefter. So, like, you got a bunch of people. You got Ohio State people trying to trash Michigan. You got Michigan people trying to say, nope, Harbaugh's staying.
Got it.
I wouldn't trust him. I think he'll leave if he wants to.
If you have the opportunity to change jobs every 5 years and make just as much
more money,
you take it.
Yeah.
If you want, because you just get bored. Everybody gets bored in their gig.
Hell yeah.
No matter what, even if you like your gig, you get bored on it. So if somebody says every 5 years, here's another gig, and we'll pay just as much or maybe more, but you get to move and go somewhere else different.
Yeah.
Because I don't blame coaches at all for doing that.
I never do either. I bet Harbaugh.
That's the only profession you really do that in. I guess if you went out and applied, but other professors, they would say, why'd you stay at that job only 4 years?
Yeah.
Well, I want a new place. That place bugged the hell out of me.
Yeah.
See, that caught up to me.
You could do that.
Eventually. Because that's, I spent the first part of my career going.
But that was different,
2 years, 3 years, 2 years. But they were all for, better jobs, more money.
No, I understand. I know that. I just mean that I know in those first couple of jobs you weren't making dick. So I'm talking about if you're making serious cash, you're making a good living, and you get another attractive job at another place you just want to live in, you would do that.
Oh, like later in the career.
This is later in the career, not what you're doing
early. A little
early.
Change of scenery.
I don't mean early crap like that.
No, I mean, everybody's got to do that.
Right.
You just kind of take step.
Yeah.
A guy like Jim Harbaugh strikes me as the kind of guy, like, even though he's a Michigan alum, he was captain, comeback, all that crap. Like, he strikes me as a guy who would get tired of all the so Jimmin' as well.
Yeah.
Around there.
Oh,
you know, where he'd just be like, you know what? I'm going to go somewhere else.
And I think
this
is
ridiculous.
After never beating Ohio State, I think the so Jimmin' starting to end. You know, doesn't it kind of feel like the tide's turning against him?
Well, we don't know. We don't live there. But see, once again, here's the double-edged sword with a guy like that. He does recruit pretty decent. They have a decent team. Ohio State's beaten them recently.
He's 38-13 in 4 years.
Yeah, exactly. And who are you going to get?
Who are you going to get?
And I feel the same way about my boy.
Les Miles not available.
They're always bitching about Tomlin now.
Keep Tomlin.
But I read McCarthy might take that gig if they fire Tomlin. McCarthy's a great coach, and he's from Pittsburgh.
Can we have Tomlin then?
No, that's what I mean. I don't want to get rid of Tomlin because I like Tomlin. But sometimes the buddy thing is I don't even –
They ain't getting rid of Tom.
They're not getting rid of Tom.
No, they
just recently signed.
Yeah, they ain't
I'm just saying,
Tom.
Though, you got to be careful what you risk for.
Yeah.
If you got a good coach and you have a little off a couple games off a season.
Bound to happen.
It can happen.
Yeah, bound to happen.
Tomlin should go back to the Vikings.
A lot of people want Tomlin. Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Because
he ain't like Cowher. Okay, he ain't just quitting. Cowher just quit.
It sounds like Zimmer's on the hot seat now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, they
got rid of offensive coordinator.
Yeah, they just fired their OC, which, we'll see a lot more of that. I think Denver should do that, too.
Well, and Cowher had to quit because how else was he going to enjoy his wife's death?
She died when he was already done.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes,
that's right.
That's so rude to say that, too.
Yeah. The way you did.
Freaking wife, man.
The way you did.
No, I did not.
So you mentioned the Vikings firing their offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo. This is a guy who worked with the Eagles last year and that Super Bowl run, so was seen as like, oh, this is a great fit. We got Kirk Cousins. We got this first-year OC, $84 million guaranteed for Kirk Cousins. They already fired the guy.
Right.
Didn't even make it through a whole year. And I think it like kind of illustrates why the Packers, when they're considering their head coach, need to just take a guy who wants to just do all defensive stuff and let Aaron
be the coach.
Basically hire his offensive coordinator and those two just figure it out together. Then you don't have to worry about an ego thing every 2 years. Are they getting along?
Well, that was kind of the philosophy behind that piece about hiring Saban.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Because Aaron won that ego battle, obviously. You know, he's the coach. He's the quarterback, excuse me.
Tomorrow, Thursday night football, and as big a game as you, I mean, Thursday doesn't see games this big really that often, and even the regular season doesn't see
it.
It's Clippers at the Chiefs. This is
really
not specifically for the AFC West because they both got some games left that matter, but this is a huge swing game for either one of these franchises. The Chargers still, the Clippers are still in the hunt for home field throughout.
Isn't that crazy?
That is. Yeah. And it would be a road game for them, essentially, besides being at home.
Yeah.
So the winner in that game tomorrow night have a nice little edge. Saturday games this week in the NFL.
What are they?
Texans-Jets is the early. Browns-Broncos is the prime time,
if you will. Oh, the Browns. The Bears. Oh, the Browns, excuse me.
Browns-Broncos. Yeah. Browns at Broncos, yep. Other good playoff games we'll cover. If you care, you can look them up. Latest odds in Vegas, though. Any guess on who the favorite in Vegas is to win the Super Bowl?
God, you know what? That's Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go with the Saints.
Yeah. Saints it is.
All right.
Plus 300. So that means, you know, $100 bet wins you $300. The Rams are plus 315.
What about the Chiefs?
Then there's a little bit of a gap there. The Chiefs are next, but they're plus 480. The Patriots plus 700. And then the Bears and Clippers.
Chiefs are the third rated team to be to win the Super Bowl
That's
there.
That's right. Nick he just laughs. I love Chief fans.
Nick, a great deal of confidence.
Yeah.
Both Petey and I were rooting for your boys this weekend. And they almost screwed us up.
Yeah, they about screwed us up. Yeah.
They tried their best. They pulled it off.
And then we just screwed ourselves.
Yeah,
then
we never
lose
our game.
It didn't even matter.
No, it didn't, because Tomlin sucks.
Yeah. I'm starting to think my coach actually does. I was going to say that, but it would have been facetious.
I think that, too, but I hope they keep him for a very long time.
Yeah, I bet you do, yeah.
Well, who are you rooting for tomorrow night, then?
Oh, man, implosion, like the stadium to collapse and nobody to get hurt.
Yeah.
Except for maybe a couple Chief fans. You know.
Well, then they still have to play the game.
Well, yeah, but that don't mean I got to root for anyone. Yeah, yeah, havoc. That's what I'm rooting for.
Yeah, but do the Broncos to benefit if the Chargers win?
But don't physically you have more hatred
Not
towards
really,
the,
no.
Don't
no,
physically
no.
You have more hatred towards the Chiefs than do the
yes, yeah, because
100%. Yeah, yeah. That's the way it is about division. Yeah, like I hate the Ravens more than I hate the Bengals or Browns. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I hate the Chargers. Yeah. I hate the Raiders, but I really hate the Chiefs.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not with the Broncos. Like I don't really hate the Chargers. I really hate Philip Rivers.
Yes.
But I think once he's gone, I really won't mind the Chargers.
That breeder.
Yeah. That breeder.
I think most people really hate Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
He's just he's a whiny bitch.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, put a condom on for Christ's sake.
No.
Stop.
Yeah. I just saw him on Inside the NFL after the game. We haven't won 10 games since 1990. Like, he's even a pussy in the locker room afterwards.
Yeah.
And the faces he makes on the field.
I know.
Yeah.
And he doesn't swear. So, gosh darn, Jiminy Crickets! Like, what?
Yeah.
He does, son of a...
You know, he doesn't ever say,
suck it, Jesus.
Yeah. He should say it. Yeah.
What if his wife role plays as Jesus?
I bet she does. Yeah.
Suck it, Jesus.
All right.
You're an ass.
Well, get away from the microphone. Stop saying that.
I'm busy.
So we talked to the favorites in Vegas to win the Super Bowl, and then also always worth monitoring who has the number one pick. And the Niners and Raiders hurt themselves by winning.
I know, and they hurt me too.
Yes.
And hurt you too.
Yes. So the Niners, Cardinals, and Raiders all got three wins. So they would, you know, there'd be some tiebreaker formula for, you know, potentially a coin flip.
Yeah.
As we've seen before. Or a corn flip. They flip those corns.
Yep. That'd be fun.
Yeah, flipping corn.
Bills. And they all have quarterbacks.
I don't know what that heads or tails is when you flip corn.
They all do have quarterbacks. You're right.
That's true.
So who would they pick? They would trade down.
Yeah.
Totally.
Potentially.
Man. Yeah.
Unless there's somebody else worthy at one, two, or three.
Pass rusher, right.
The Bills and Jets, as usual, in that mix. Yeah. But then the Jaguars and Falcons as well, four wins. So they're only one back of the number one pick. They might see some
the Jags. There was a little Mimi going out yesterday.
Tanking.
Your position in your football team you would have played for on your birthday. Seen that going around. One of those lame ass.
Oh yeah, those are great.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I can't get enough of those.
I'm a long.
What kind of grilled cheese are you?
I was a long snapper for the Jags. Don't tell me you don't look at them.
Make more of those.
Tell me you don't look at those.
I don't get it.
I was a long snapper for the Jags.
I purposely avoid them.
They're just stupid. It gave all the positions for the months, and then your birthday it was one of the teams. Huh. And I was a long snapper for the Jaguars.
That's probably close. Yeah. Long snapper from way back.
I did comment on that. I said, I was bored, really. Obviously, Todd Dry, I was totally bored. And I said, coincidentally, I was a long snapper for the Jags. And I wrote 85 to 88. And I looked up, and they just joined the league in 93. So I had to get back on. I corrected it. I said, nope, 93 to 98. Sorry.
No, I think you just leave it there. Say, no,
somebody would have jumped on my ass. Tyler, you dumbass. They didn't join the league until 93.
You stick with it.
And it's Turner Gill.
I hate all those, but I still play it like you're – what's your – there's all of them. Last thing you ate and the color of your shirt is the name of your Star Wars character or something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to make a bunch of those.
What part of a taco would you be?
I'm Ty Black.
But the problem with those things are, and they do suck and they are stupid because we're cynical bastards and we should be, is that people like that crap.
That's because they have to sit in cubicles and work.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What do you?
Quote, unquote, work.
Yeah.
What prescription drug are you?
Well, I like that.
Yeah,
I like that. They make them fun.
Right.
I'm black tar heroin.
The first letter and last name.
You're serious.
No, that's what illicit drug are you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a whole different deal. I'm working on a couple of them right now.
For those, isn't that just the last one you took?
You could make one. You don't know how to make a meme, though.
I'll find someone who does. I'll get some help.
Lendog.
Oh, yeah, you don't play...
You're looking it up?
You don't flip the corn, you spin the corn.
Oh, spin the corn.
Yeah, if you want to decide.
That's a good point.
Sorry, I didn't think of that.
No.
I had to get an
email. Then you kiss the guy goes on?
Yeah, you have to.
That's part of the game.
Yeah. It sounds like the deal.
Yeah. You have to kiss the long snapper.
For the Jags.
In that Steelers-Raiders game, we can all see that field in Oakland is
total
crap.
What kind of corn herbicide are you?
Well, that was a fun one.
That would be a good one. Let me write that down. Yeah. I got to make sure I follow up on that one. Facebook games.
They're fun.
So when the Steelers lost that game against the Raiders, they had a last-second kick. The kicker slipped. Partially looked like because he would have missed the kick if he was kicking on turf. It looked like where he planted.
Defense lost the game before that.
And the field looked like total crap. You could just see chunks of field everywhere. And that was even after they put the grass over the infield.
They're trying out place kickers this week.
Are they really?
They didn't fire him. They're bringing guys in to say, listen, man.
Spark him up.
Yeah.
That's next Monday's halftime entertainment. Chunks of field.
Chunks of field.
They're a good band.
God, that probably is a band.
And Big Ben missed some time for a while, and
which pissed me off.
Longer than he should have missed.
Thank you. What they did, they kept him on the sideline saying, if we need him, well, you needed him, because there were three series where he wasn't in, they would have scored two more touchdowns and won the freaking game.
Well, and the problem was, and Big Ben said on the radio Pittsburgh, he said that, The issue with the delay was that their X-ray equipment at the stadium is so old.
Is that why?
They couldn't get a good read on what – he had the rib problems. They couldn't get a good read on what was going on, so they were trying to, wait on it. So they just gave him a pain injection.
That's an NFL problem.
So they were just waiting on the pain stuff to kick in.
The same crap, man. Yeah. Is that why? That makes sense.
But there's short-timers in Oakland. Why would they update their gear?
And now Oakland's suing them, too.
And now Oakland has filed a suit over antitrust laws. I mean, they're calling the NFL a cartel. Typically, you don't mess with the cartel.
Here's the bitch. The bitch in this whole thing are the Niners. They wouldn't let Oakland move and build a new stadium. They were going to. The Niners said, you can't move a little closer here. They want to move down towards San Jose or something like that, or up to San – whatever. They want to move somewhere, and the Niners put it, said, no, you can't do that.
Didn't they talk about sharing that stadium with the Niners?
A little bit,
the Niners said, forget it.
Yeah.
Did they have to take Big Ben's X-ray to a one-hour photo or something?
I don't know, but that makes sense. It didn't make any sense to me why he was sitting out. I had heard they were just waiting to see if they needed him.
This makes
more sense.
Get the photo, Matt. So he wasn't. I caught the end of that game. He wasn't sitting out because of concussion.
No.
They were waiting on the pain injection to kick in, but they gave him that injection later than they typically would have in a modern medical facility, which most stadiums have.
Because I saw how they were playing, and
then when he came back in, he went right down the field and scored.
They needed him
right down. Yeah, they needed him.
Yeah, there should be some standards across the league.
Thank you.
They must be low, and just Oakland has chosen not to update them.
Yeah, right.
They've got the printer like where you have to use to wait for the boobs to print off when you're they're waiting to see his rib on there. Like, are they coming?
His line by line.
little X's. That's funny.
Weekend at Bernie's Jr., by the way, Mark Davis calls the suit meritless and malicious. But what it does set up is that the Raiders may be homeless because they currently have no lease to play in Oakland again.
One more year.
In 19, and Las Vegas isn't going to be open until 20. the stadium, UNLV Stadium in Vegas, doesn't necessarily meet the NFL
standards.
Well, yeah, but neither does where the Clippers play. So
if I was them, I'd just get out. Move that UNLV.
Yeah, just whatever.
Play
screw
in the
you.
Desert.
We're gone.
Play
yeah.
there, man.
We're gone.
Yeah.
They should just take a year off.
That'd be funny, too.
If I'm the Niners, I see a big opportunity for some money.
Oh, yeah.
Come over. We'll split the stadium with you, but it's going to cost
you. No, but I'd rather they wanted to build one, too, and the Niners didn't want them anywhere near that area or something like that.
Well, just for one season. Yeah. Just for the one season. Yeah. We'll split it with
oh,
you.
Oh, I got it.
But we're gonna charge you big.
Yeah.
I found this funny from Charles Barkley. Leonard Fournette, old boy, you know, 37-year-old running back, plays for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's been hurt a lot, and he's been in a fight a lot, and then he was picking fights with fans in the stands.
That's 37-year-old third-year running back.
That's right. Yeah. 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 And Barkley noticed this about Leonard Fournette, and so I think TMZ ran into him and asked him, and he just said, look, man, pro athletes could kill people.
Right. He looked at him. Yeah. They did. It's called Ray Lewis. It's called Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
And it's called O.J. Simpson. Pro athletes have killed people.
They have.
Because they have the strength to do it.
Let's not forget Ray Caruth.
Ray Caruth. He hired somebody, though.
But he hired somebody.
But he was a little pussy split end.
Hernandez pulled the trigger.
Right. Hernandez killed somebody.
Yeah,
exactly.
He did.
Aaron Hernandez. That's right.
Didn't he kill a few people?
Yeah.
And then himself?
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
Three.
Anybody else? Are we missing any NFL murderers?
Gotta be.
Gotta be.
Yeah, gotta be.
I don't remember any.
We rapists.
Was it Dante Stallworth? Was he the dude who got in the car accident and killed
that
pedestrian?
Was manslaughter.
Leonard Little. Another one. Yeah.
A lot of them.
Mike Tyson was a murderer at one time in the ring.
Yeah, he was.
42-1.
I watched that last night.
Debuts last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. This was a story from yesterday that I didn't use, so it's still said tonight.
One day too long in the stack.
Okay, looks
like
a good stuff.
Something I didn't realize when I was reading about this, though. Mike Tyson, 37-0, 33 knockouts at the time of this fight. He was only 23 years old.
Yes.
Man. Wow.
So, I mean, really, most athletes prime the next 5 years of his life, he didn't get. It was
no,
just,
he didn't.
He just screwed it all up.
3 years in jail. And
yeah, they showed a little blurb that said he tried to get on the 84 Olympic team. And he would have been like 17 at the time.
Yeah.
But somebody else beat him out.
He
That's
did
right.
Lose, he did lose in that, right?
Yeah, but
somebody famous, I think, too.
I'd heard of the name.
Yeah. And then ESPN's working on another one. This one's going to debut at the end of December here. This is called Tiger Woods, Return of the Roar. And it's going to be
it's going to be
behind the scenes stuff. You know, he won at that tour championship where all the people are following him. So it's going to be behind the scenes stuff. There's a trailer out for it that looks pretty good, actually.
I'll watch it. I watch all those, yeah.
And
are they going to delve into what happened? What happened? And, like, you know, the people going to talk, and did she swing at him and hit the car instead? I want to know the details.
No, this is more about the year from, 2017. It looked like he was altogether done. He was off of four back surgeries.
Basically, they're coming back from that. But that's not as interesting as they have to get into the car.
At some point, somebody will. But this more focuses on, he was 1,200th ranked golfer in the world a year ago. Now he's 15th. So it's more on that.
They're not going to show Denny's waitresses and stuff. That's what I want to see.
They might.
I wonder what she looked like, man.
Shouldn't he accomplish a little more before they call it the return
of the
roar?
Thank you. I think so, too.
I don't know. The roar was there at that event, though.
You can
you know
cheer
I mean?
All you
like,
want. Win.
He did.
No, win. He did. The Masters.
That's the story.
Win.
That's the story.
No, win.
Win a major.
Nobody
well,
cares.
Sure.
Major's only thing that matters.
Sure. Yeah, no, I agree, and he would agree with that, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Hang on. Brian in Wichita.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah, speaking about NFL players that kill people, you forgot about calling Romeo to the parking lot, man.
What was his name?
Javon Belcher.
He's a real murderer.
That was awful.
Where's Romeo at now?
Texans.
Denny's.
Yeah. I saw him on the sideline.
Yeah,
I thought,
D-coordinator.
And I said, call Romeo to the parking lot, man.
Yeah, he's probably at his therapist right now.
No, he's still coaching. Yeah.
No, I'm thinking he spends a lot of time in therapy.
Because
or probably should.
Because you heard the big calling that. Romeo to the parking lot.
Somewhere getting biscuits and gravy in a bucket. That is huge.
He is big boy.
Well, he saw that, didn't
he?
He was the first to walk to the parking lot.
I can't imagine.
Therein lies the Deadpool name, calling Romeo to the parking lot. We apologize for our listeners. They're horrible people.
Yeah, there's a worse.
Is there a worse one than that?
Worse. Having to do with the same story, there is a worse.
It's the kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an orphan situation.
Yeah, that's
not cool. We don't read that.
No, we don't.
But you can figure it out.
It doesn't get any airtime.
And it was around this time in 2009, all the stuff you want to see in a Tiger Woods documentary was actually happening. He announced his indefinite leave to focus on his mess, if you will.
What
so that was about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tiger.
I want this detail.
I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you. So if you can, please take your name off that and just have it as a number on the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you gotta do this for me.
Matt, and
do it quickly.
Bring me a stack of flapjacks when you're done with your shift.
She said no. She said no. Take it off. And she said no. No.
And then she releases the voicemail.
But I love you. You're no.
No.
I'm not taking it off because no.
No.
Maple syrup and a side of sausage, too, if you could.
On the way.
That's the Perkins waitress. She was getting hold of the Perkins waitress.
I do relate to I think Tiger, in that situation, did make him more.
Just a human being.
Yeah, I don't root for him. Yeah. I still don't root for him that much, but I still like the fact that.
That he cheats on his wife.
He was a human. He was a human being, and that part too. Yeah. I don't like that part, but I like that he got caught.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.